Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cheese and Pickle.
Hello again and welcome. Welcome to Nicholas Craig's Podcom. Namaste, bienvenue, and willkommen. As you know, I am an actor. I identify as an actor. Hang on, I hear you cry. Hang on. What's an actor doing here in Podland among that podding bunch of radical comedians, avant-garde philosophers and consumer revolutionaries who have completely transformed our whole way of listening in this bloody safe and stuck-up country with their adventurous experiments in unedited two-hour celebrity conversations, meticulously researched shopping advice, change-the-world political activism, and, in some of the most important pods, streams of foul-mouthed polemical invective? Well, it may surprise the less urbane among you to know that years ago, in the distant past, I very nearly became an alternative comedian, believe it or not. For a few short years, I too was tempted by the easy laugh, the thrill of instant approval, the frisson of saying aloud on stage all those forbidden words of primal power, the F word, the S word, the P word, the B word, the C word, the other C word, that's cock, the other B word, that's bollocks, and wank. And my punk rock accountant character, Spitting Simon, brought the house down on more than one occasion at the Comedy Strip, or the ha-ha hole, or the needle exchange, or whatever that evening's terrible dive was called. I suppose I could have taken the easy route to audience approval, like the stars of today's web entertainments, but something, integrity perhaps, something set me on a different path. I suppose in the end I found the world of alternative comedy not pointless and adolescent exactly, because they were tremendously clever, some of those boys and girls. Still are, Christ. And it wasn't so much that they were unattractive and jiggled their legs under tables and couldn't really form relationships or pronounce the letter R, because all that can be quite sweet, but I just felt I could do more, change more, as an actor, erupting on stage. I'm told I scorch just as much in performance now as in the early days, probably rather more, in fact. I don't know. I'm doing an Atrocitus in the Pit next year, so you can come and see for yourselves if you like. I have a note stuck to my dressing room mirror saying, incandes less. But it might as well say, vote Tory for all the bloody good it does. And the appetite is just as rapacious as 30 years ago. And why wouldn't it be? As you can see, I'm still as alternative as I was then. Some people mellow with age. Anthony Head would be a good example of that. But I'm afraid I'm still the same foul-mouthed, brawling troubadour of old. Still hell-bent on bloody well stirring it up in performance. Whether I'm wading through a sea of syringes and condoms, like in Fistfucking at the Royal Court Theatre in 1998, or hosting an operetta cruise down the Danube as I did for Saga Holidays in the year before last. People ask me, how the bleep can you keep going like this? And I think the reason is partly that the process of acting is in itself rejuvenating. I've seen it happen to Nigel Havers in Selfridge's food hall, when his agent phoned to say he got the Benacol voiceover audition. I mean, the years just fell away. But it's also one's political engagement. Now, there's lots of casual criticism of politically conscious actors nowadays, and it's beneath contempt as far as I'm concerned. I mean, when you think what Eddie Izzard achieved for the Labour Party in Scotland, or the extraordinary difference Mark Rylance has made to the CO2 emissions in Stratford-upon-Avon. But the moment you say that, you see, the moment you stick your head above the parapet to say, excuse me, actor here, actor trying to say something, actor suggesting it might be better not to bomb babies, as soon as you do that, some journalist from Private Eye sticks you in the lovies column. Well, would a journalist turn down a very lucrative voiceover to play football with some Africans on comic relief? Would a journalist give up his Glyndebourne tickets to sit here at home tonight recording this? Having said that, yes, I know some things have got better since those alternative 1980s. We've had Théâtre de Complicité and Cashback and the consistently reliable work of Fiona Shaw. But on the whole, for actors, things have started to become... And of course, wine cooling technology is infinitely better now. But the levels of common courtesy actors have to put up with have just... I mean, I had an email for this from Araminta Jolly Bloody Hockey Sticks from the production company saying, oh no, you don't actually get paid for doing a pod. Not until you have at least 100,000 followers. 3 exclamation marks. Sorry, I should have told you this before. 3 years at Ku Klux Klan College, Oxford. She can't write English. It gets worse. When you walk, you know, outside the theatre, or go to dinner, you get your ear bent by non-actors saying, ooh, I've lost my pension fund. Ooh, I've been made redundant. Ooh, I can't afford to pay my mortgage. Well, try being an actor for 40 fucking years, darling. We're all on 0 hours now, sugar plum, so get used to it. Well, it's been lovely to talk to you. I hope you've gleaned some useful information about the internal emotional processes of acting. Hope you've learned something, inverted commas. And I hope... Sorry, I'm going to have to take this. Miriam, my agent... Miriam, my dear, how are you? The best agent in the world, and also a very tough cookie indeed. Yes, 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 very exciting. Yes, lovely of you to get back to me. Yes, it was just a small thing about the digital signage outside the theatre. Yes, the role is Atrocitus. Yes, Atrocitus in the Cuckold of Leicester. Slight spelling error. Yes, yeah, well, it's saying Nicholas Craig is atrocious, which is, yes, yes, it is funny, and I'm sure they didn't mean it, but not terribly good for BAFTA, is it? Or the Oliviers when it all starts up again. Nicholas Craig is atrocious. Small thing, my love, but do you think you could possibly get them to change it soonest? No, I'm doing a pod. Yes, I'm in a pod. A pod, yes, it's all very exciting. And this is the second one, actually. But, yeah, well, no, I did tell you about it. No, I did mention, but... Yeah, but to be honest, I wasn't sure until the final seconds whether the bloody thing would actually happen. No, I'm doing it from home. Yes, yes. It's a production company called Big Bunch of Tulips, or something like that. No, and there's no actual money, I've been told. Not until you've established what's called a profile, and then you get followers who listen on their phones to whatever happens to come into your mind that week. And then if enough of them listen in, then you suddenly become very interesting to advertisers, and your talk is interrupted every 30 seconds with ads for draining boards that you can roll up, or plastic bowls that can catch disgustingly large amounts of mosquitoes that stick to the side of your dustbin. or a strange device for squeezing toothpaste tubes. Well, I suppose you get paid through your PayPal account, or I hadn't really thought, but I'm told young people make squillions out of it, and it's what all the cutting-edge comedians are doing, podding each other all over the place, and just talking to each other about themselves, really, and occasionally voicing obvious opinions, and congratulating each other. No, I did tell you, darling, I did, and you said, you said... Just don't ask me to clear up the effing mess you make afterwards like you did with the Sonnetathon. Or the Theatre in the Townships project. Yes, I do know what the Theatre in the Townships spells. I could easily have called it something else, but the point is... No, Millie, the point is, we mustn't always stand in the way of progress, Mims, my dear. Even if there isn't a contract and I've never actually met the producer and there isn't any actual money... We have to embrace the new creative... Ooh, she hung up on me. She's always doing that. Never mind. Now, where were we? Yes, I hope you gained some insights into the volcanic eruption that is the acting process. And actually, perhaps I ought to call her back. What do you think? Should I spend my second allowable legitimate call to my agent in 1 week? Or just sit on it, stay cool, pretend you didn't notice. Should I, shouldn't I? Oh, hell, excuse me a minute. Ah, Miri. Oh, Poppy, my love. Poppy, how are you, Poppy? Back in the office now? Fascinating. Yeah, so is she in, by any chance? I see. Out in meetings all day. I see. So, tell her I called. Damn. Wasted call to Poppy. Miriam avoiding me, furious about the pod, wanted to be consulted, wants me available in case an episode of Doctors turns up. Well, no. Actually, no, Mims, darling, for once, Miriam. I'm going to do something I thought of. Well, the 11-year-old intern at Big Bunch of Tulips suggested it, but no matter. For once in my life, I'm going to break free and do something unusual. Something that no other actors are doing. Something that might change the world. I'm going to record my own thoughts and ideas without a script. I'm going to pod them and to hell with convention. So watch this space. As I say, listen to it. Listen to this space. This has been Nicholas Craig's Podcom. Actually, yeah, perhaps I should just try the numbering case in case she... Hello, Poppy, my love. Yes. I just thought it's me again, Nicholas. Yes, Nicholas Craig. Could you leave a message for Miriam? Yes. Tell her I'd be very interested if there was anything going like a doctor. Or even a corporate. Yes, I can self-tape. Yes.
You have been listening to Nicholas Craig, I, an Actor, a podcast by Nigel Planer and Christopher Douglas. The music was City in the Summer by Nigel Planer, arranged by Andrew Holdsworth with Tom Walsh on trumpet. Nicholas Craig was played by Nigel Planer. It was produced by Joel Morris.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.